Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Dude, I'm legitimately scared.
Don't be scared? No, come on.
I'm nervous.
But we are your friends.
I know,
but we are
I need
your
to get my notebooky out, though. Okay.
This is going to be heard by literally like millions of people.
Yeah. Here's, this is going to be the opener for this one. Yeah, do it again. Fez, you're a sound guy.
Oh, bubbles on the mic.
Is it fuzzy? I mean,
frizzante.
Bubbly.
Fuzzy muzzy?
Is it fuzzy muzzy?
Welcome to the studio, Fez.
Thank you so much.
We're so excited to have you here.
I'm really excited to be here.
I feel like this has been a really long time coming because you've been involved in the chip franchise
since its inception.
Yeah, since before it happened.
It's true. I figured that's as far as it would go, though. I didn't think you'd ever bring me in.
Oh, yes. You know? It's behind the music.
For those of you who don't recognize the name already, Fez made our theme song. What would be a good something to throw to the intro? Fez made our intro. Here it is.
My dad's calling me.
Oh, wait.
Separate.
Oh, that's actually happening. Do you want to pick that up?
I feel like we will pick
just
it up really fast.
Just tell him to sing a theme song.
Dad?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Yeah. I'm actually recording a podcast episode. Do you remember our theme song at all?
Your theme song?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't. Let's be fair. What is it?
Okay, well, do you want to just like sing one song about chips? Just make it up. Thanks.
Chips?
Yeah.
Fishing chips. Okay.
Let's hear
one
it.
One song about chips.
Go on.
I have to think about it right now?
Just a little tune. Come on.
Do it.
Chips, chips. It's the way to enlightenment. Chips, chips. It's the way to betterment. Chips, chips. It is the best.
Wow.
Wow. Mark, I didn't know you had those kind of pipes.
That was as good
Where
as it could
are you
have
hiding
been.
Those puppies?
I just had a moment of inspiration.
Were you eating chips?
Yeah, were you eating chips?
Yes, I was.
What?
That explains it.
It does. Okay,
and that was only second-rate chips. Can you imagine if I had some good chips? I have a news scoop for you.
What?
An important news scoop to go with the song.
What's that?
I went to the pharmacy today, at New Edinburgh Pharmacy.
Oh, yeah. No, the one.
I was looking for my newspaper. I looked over to the wall, and what did I see?
Chips.
Covered bridge.
Ooh!
Oh, my gosh. What is going on?
Did you buy them?
This is a bigger thing than the legalization of marijuana.
You're telling me. You know your audience.
Wow.
Yes.
But Dad, we truly are recording an episode, so can we talk later?
Yes. See ya.
Love you. Bye.
Thanks for the song. Beautiful.
Well, what a
we
guy.
Might actually have to. That might be a rival for the new theme song.
Yeah, chips, I get it. I chips, totally understand if you chips. Need to.
I've Enlightenment never... chips. Chips. Wow. Chips. Knowledge.
He is a gift.
Chips. Potato chips, 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 chips. I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
Chips, chips, chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
So our theme today is actually chip songs, so that was very appropriate.
Chip tunes and theme songs. What did we decide our theme is? It's either theme
it's
songs.
Both.
Just what's your like babe? All theme songs?
Yeah. Yeah. What? Yeah, we want to know what's your favorite theme song.
I always like the Incredible Hulk one. Bruce Banner. Mm-hmm. That's all I remember.
I don't remember. I don't know.
Can we remember some more of it?
There's some part goes. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what they say. Yeah. And that's my favorite theme song. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. There's got to be a bet. In Dawson's Creek is great.
What is Dawson's Creek?
I don't want to wait for my head to be over. Yeah.
What, do you have a favorite theme song?
No, I don't. I don't.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, I probably should have thought about this before. Do I have a favorite theme song? No. What's my favorite show? Come back to me.
Okay.
Do you have one?
No problem. I actually really like Arthur's.
Oh, you know what?
Oh,
that's
come on.
Cringy to me.
Come on.
Why is that cringy?
I don't know.
How does it? How does it go?
Nice. Hey.
Oh yeah.
It's a wonderful kind of day. Can you get on the? Maya's still in the studio. I want Maya to get on the mic and say her favorite theme song.
I actually agree with Sophia. It's the Arthur theme song.
Thank you,
Doug.
Because I really loved Arthur.
Doug is amazing.
What is that one? Thank you, Maya.
Sorry, I cut you off.
Wait, what is it? The Doug one is like.
What?
No, that. Wait,
that's
maybe
Home Improvement.
It's home, yeah. How does the Home? It's like.
That's it. Catchy as hell.
They actually just had me come into studio to do that one. One take. I nailed it.
Doug is I don't know. It's like all doo doo doos and tick tick ah.
Tick tick ah.
I mean, I don't. Masterful. I don't know where Incredible Hulk came from on it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if I've ever watched that show. I think I panicked and
no,
I just,
but, something no, stuck with you. About
this whole
it.
Episode, yeah, we can like. Work into it because I think that more and more once we start thinking about them are going to come to us and we can just throw in with them. So our caller today is Mike, who's into chiptunes, which I'll tell you a little bit about chiptunes. I don't know much. I'll tell you what I do know, and
please.
Mike will tell us the rest.
All right.
He's on a bus from Montreal to Toronto, so we can basically call him anytime.
Oh, okay, great. Okay.
Do you know what chiptunes are?
No.
Chiptune, also known as chip music, also known as 8-bit music.
Oh, okay.
Might ring a bell with
yep,
you.
Yep, yep.
We're talking to a music man, after all.
Synthesized electronic music made for programmable sound generator sound chips.
Huh?
For the layman's terms, this is music used in vintage computer consoles and arcade machines. So, like, all of the arcade songs that are, like, 8-bit, that's chip music,
like
chiptune.
Pac-Man?
Isn't Pac-Man just... Wait, what
beep,
is Pac-Man?
Beep,
yeah, isn't
beep.
It just beep, beep? Wait, Mrs. Pac-Man is an amazing song. What's that one?
Okay, like, Frogger.
Yeah, or the original chiptune finds its cultural origins in the late 70s, early 80s Japan. PCs at that time became more accessible, made personal computers outdated, and those outdated ones were purchased and used to make sound and art because they were, like, more affordable. And that's where chiptunes came out of. And it also influenced the development of electronic dance music.
Wow. Mm.
So that's sort of the origin of all of our Avicii's of the hour. You guys want to guess what the first video game to use a continuous background soundtrack was?
Which is a chiptune?
Well, which was it? It was an 8-bit soundtrack.
Okay.
But it was continuous.
Right. Right. Sure. Sure.
Like, one guess, you could get it. I'll put it that way.
Mario. Super Mario.
No.
Pac-Man.
No. It was Tomohiro Nishikado's 1978 Space Invaders.
Oh!
And what's cool about that one is that it was dynamic, and I think it was the first one that did that, too. So when the enemies approached, it would get more, like...
intense?
The intensity would rise, so you'd be, like, you'd kind of feel the fire under your butt.
Wow! Mm. That is very cool.
So it was interactive.
Highly interesting.
Yeah. Should we call Mike?
On that note! Yeah, sure. So Mike, like we said, is the chiptune expert.
We're calling Mike, who we've never met before. Just got a tip off.
Hey, Zoe.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
This is Zoe and Sophia.
Hi, Sophia and
Hi.
Zoe.
Hi, and we're also with Fez.
Yes.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, hi. What's up?
How was your bus ride?
It's pretty good. Pretty hot and sweaty.
Ooh.
And the air isn't working, but that's
fine. That's horrible. Ooh. What aisle are you in?
Like the last one.
That's even
so
extra
you can't
horrible.
Even recline your seat at all. So, Mike, we don't know you. Spoiler alert. for your own self.
For yourself.
What do you know about chiptunes?
I used to be really big into them in like the 6th and 7th grade, in kind of the phase when I was also really into video games, which I'm still kind of in, but you know. But yeah, so I kind of like, I've always loved music, but I also really like the music of the video games. So then I started looking into like who makes them.
Mm-hmm.
And then that led me to like this whole kind of online community of people who do this. And then they would upload their music to this like forum called 8bitcollective.com.
Whoa.
And that was like the coolest thing in the universe when I was in like grade 6.
Are you a musician outside of making chiptunes?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really make chiptunes.
Okay.
But yeah, I make music. I play the drums, and I also make a lot of music on my computer, so yeah.
Are you kind of a sandwich guy?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Cool. Could you sing us just like a little teaser of your favorite theme song? Nice.
Name that tune. One.
Oh, of course. Classic.
Yeah, it's the classic.
Mario?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just checking.
Right? Could you do us one last favor?
Yeah, sure.
Can you ask us a burning question, something that's been on your mind that you need to know about potato chips?
Okay. Have you ever tried to make your own potato chips?
Great Whoa. Question.
I have to say, I don't think anybody has ever asked us, like, a really personal question like that. It's always, like, general, like, what is a chip this, is a chip that, and you just broke the fourth wall, and I commend you for it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Have you ever heard our podcast before? I'm guessing no, but it's just shot in the dark.
But just any podcast?
Yeah.
No.
No, just this.
Your podcast. Safe? I've never listened to your podcast before, no.
That's, okay. No, that's fine. That's fine. We didn't expect it.
Off the cuff, would you be willing to like make a theme song for our show, just like off the cuff, just kind of, you know, wing it?
Sure.
You know it's Sophia and Zoe, and you know it's about potato chips.
And
so.
You know that Fez is here on this episode, and also, you know words and music.
Yes. Yes, I can do that.
Hmm.
Like, make it with my mouth? Or
right now.
Yeah, just make it with your mouth.
Okay, it would kind of go like. Boom, 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 boom,
boom,
boom, boom.
Wow!
Hot. That's hot.
That's
like
some
that.
Hot
that's,
tunes.
Yeah, that
that's
is
really
hot
good.
Tunes.
Yeah,
competition. We're going to have a new theme song by the end of this episode. I'm telling you.
You guys brought me in here to fire me.
Cool. Oh, thank you so much, Mike, for your question and for answering all of ours.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for calling.
Stay cool.
Take care, guys.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
So this question is going to be hard.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
Have you ever made chips yourself?
What?
Should we open the chips?
Yes!
Okay.
Okay, Fez, you want to do the honors of reading them out loud and giving them a whiff?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, we are starting with...
Oh, boy. Covered bridge. Lobster. Lobster. Atlantic lobster. Oh, yeah, so in my other hand, I have Pringles. New. Loud. Mighty margarita pizza.
Ooh.
Ooh, just like a mama used to make it. Pringles. Yeah. So I'm opening these up and...
Open one up first. And walk us through your first impressions, and then
okay.
Let's get along with that.
So let's start with Covered Bridge. It has a happy little lobster with a maple leaf. It smells like fish food.
Ew! Have
you guys ever had a fish or smelled fish food? The flakes.
I've had smells
exactly
so
like
so much
it, right?
Like fish food. It's
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
That was like disgusting multicolored fish flakes. That's gnarl balls.
It smells so bad.
Okay, so.
Bad.
But big, you know, that's a generous chip.
Yeah, it's a big, big chip. Very natural. Still some potato skin on the edges there.
I want to ask you guys before we dip into this chip, do you guys like lobster on its own as a meal?
Yes. 1,000%
yes. It's fun. I'm not great at eating lobster. To me, it's like more work than it's worth without that.
But it does have a sweet, the flesh is sweet and tasty. Yeah.
I love to eat flesh.
I love flesh. Particularly when it's cooked.
Red flesh.
Flesh of the sea.
Of a hot exterior.
Mm. I'll say lobster's fine.
Yeah, I think there's a time and a place. Maybe can we grab a chip each and do a little cheers and give us a go?
Cheers. Let's picture that we're on the Atlantic coast and we're...
They really smell.
Sitting by the sea.
Oh, yeah,
you know what? It's authentic, though. It's authentic, old though.
It also... It's dog food, fish food.
Better than the smell.
Yeah.
Tastes like dehydrated fish juice.
I was going to say...
Fish juice?
Juice.
Yeah. I had three levels on that one. My first was no-no. My second was tastes more like lobster than I thought, and my third
like
was
a little bit more.
No.
Really?
Okay, yeah. That was it. Ended on a no.
And Fez?
It started with a no for sure.
Yeah, we're on the same boat.
Did you
starting
peek?
Out.
Did you peek?
And then
else?
And then it got a little smoky. I was like, it's a barbecue chip.
Mm-hmm. And then?
And then it ended like okay, like I would eat another, I guess. But
yeah.
It's fine. It's fine.
A bit shrimpish at the end.
It's a little too
shrimpish. Yeah.
It's a little too pungent. I want the sweet. Fleshy flavor of a lobster, and I don't want the fishy aftertaste.
Right.
I hear you.
And that's what I'm getting. I feel like that's a concentrated version of the fishy aftertaste of seafood.
Yeah. Have we ever made potato chips?
No. Yes. No? Yes. No. 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 Would you guys have your own personal theme songs?
Sorry. Yes. We'll start with that. Would we? What, like, do you mean you want to assign one or you want to create one?
I want to do both. Whichever. Not create one, like, assign one. Yeah, assign one.
So should we assign for each other?
You know how, like, when baseball players come out on the field and they have, like, a song playing? What would your personal anthem be?
Ooh.
I think, can I say what I think is yours?
Oh, yeah, please.
I think it's Glenn Campbell's Rhinestone Cowboy.
Wow.
I'll take it.
Because it's a cowboy with flair.
That's
I think
good.
So.
I'm a cowboy with flair?
Inherited cowboy tendencies with flair.
Yeah.
Huh. Cowboy tendencies?
I think you're a cowboy deep down.
Okay. I'm learning things about myself, and that's why I came here. Thank you.
Zoe, I think hamster dance.
True.
Interesting.
Oh. No, sorry. You are definitely the entertainer.
Do 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 do
do do do do do do do. I'm not even gonna fight this one because I know it's not true, and yet
Zoe,
you know there's a grain of truth.
There's a grain of truth.
You are the entertainer.
Just Can't Get Enough by Depeche Mode, but you know what? I'll do Scott Joplin's The Entertainer. Yeah, it's fine with me.
You got anything for me, guys?
Huh, yeah.
Am I screaming something at you guys? I'm walking down the street, and you're picturing that theme song. Ooh, there's Sophia.
Can you quiet for a second, just so I can imagine it?
For sure.
Okay. You'd be like...
The first song that... Oh, you go ahead.
Juice Pour Rire theme song?
No.
Oh, my God.
How's
what
it go?
What is it?
I don't know. But that's what you beat.
That little green thing?
Yeah, you know the Just for Laughs? So bad. It's like a instrumental kind of jazzy type of...
Oh, God, I know what you're talking about.
What came to mind for me just when I decided to start thinking about it, and I don't know why, was the Elliot Moose theme song. Which, yeah, I mean, doesn't work Elliot because Moose. It's talking about someone in Emily.
Loose.
Boom, boom. Elliot Moose is on the loose. But you're kind of like Elliot mischievous, and it's like you're on the loose, and you should be.
That's what I was thinking, too. Inside. Yeah. Is that a trombone, Fez?
Probably. Yeah, yeah.
What's the boom, boom?
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking or tuba. A&W theme song. It's a tuba. Boom, you boom. Need a tuba in your theme song for sure.
You're so right. And honestly, that makes me feel like a giant clown.
Yeah, and if there was like a side whistle in there too, like that would be... And you're just looking around and then it's like...
Unfortunately, it's so exactly true. Let's open the second one. Spaz, you want to open the Pringles Loud?
Pringles Loud. So why Loud?
Why so loud?
Bold flavor, epic crunch.
Because
your specific answer, not the can.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Pop that close to the mic. Let's hear that sound bite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you open it, goes like,
this is the foil lid coming off the Pringles can.
Oh!
So this one's got a better bouquet. Immediately. So the flavor, again, is Mighty Margarita Pizza. Margarita Pizza is not mighty.
No,
really.
No, it's not.
It's like,
exactly.
it's
quite down the line.
It's pretty juvenile.
Yeah. They're looking green.
Oh, my God. They look so gross.
They look pretty busted.
They look like sea monkeys graveyard.
They're like multigrain. They've got some seeds in there, some like hemp seeds or something.
What do you think the theme song for... Because, okay, talk about like incredible advertising. We were all duped by that. Sea monkeys have incredible advertising. What would their theme song be? Do they have one?
Mm. Yeah, oh, for sure.
Chip, cheers on this in the meantime.
Cheers the margarita.
These look disgusting.
Bold.
Anyway.
Tastes great. Tastes great.
Not a bad flavor.
Not bad.
Ridiculous look, though. They've sort of made them look healthy. Sea Monkey's theme would be like Numb by Linkin Park or something.
Oh! You're right. It should be an emo theme song.
Yeah.
Because they have been dried at birth.
Their life sucks.
And they only get to live when someone ignites the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then they soon after get killed because no one wants them.
Yeah, brutal.
Numb is perfect. I don't think there's anything talking about.
I've become so numb. I can feel
you there.
I'm a sea monkey.
And
I just need some air.
So you guys were talking about 8-bit chiptunes. I was wondering if, without a chip in your mouth, one of you or both of you could collaborate to make 8 different chip noises. Eight different crunch noises.
Without a chip in your mouth?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so 4 each?
Yeah.
Four
One
each?
After the other.
Okay.
Nice. Great.
Ow.
Yep.
You're like the hype man of fake chip noises. Yup. All right. Bottle service. No hype man says bottle service.
Bottle service.
Bottle service.
I got fired as a hype man. How many do I have left? One.
I think. Oh.
Ooh. Fizz.
I still have one more.
Yeah.
That's like a wet chip.
Ew! Perfect. Disgusting.
Fez, this is an important thing, and I just want to, let's just go there.
Okay.
Can you talk us through making the theme song for our show? Because I think that's what people really want to hear.
That's
why
they've
come here
for
today.
Sure. Okay. You guys sent me the first episode, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The first episode. Or maybe just...
Sound bites.
Little fragments. And there were a whole lot of crunches in there. You guys gave me some real, you know,
solid
a lot
crunch.
To work with. A lot of crunches. And as we just sort of figured out there are a lot of sounds from a chip. Because there's like the wide, like when you put a whole sort of curved chip in your mouth and it does the... There it is. Zoe. Great. But then maybe you don't take the whole chip. You just take a bite and it's like... Oh, this is a wish chip, by the way. You know?
Yeah, hard.
So I had a lot of fun with it. So I'm walking you through it. Right.
His eyes just glazed over and went to a place that we'll never know about. There's one consistent feedback for the show and only one. And do you know what it is?
Mm-mm.
Incredible theme song.
Oh, my God.
That's like the first comment we always get.
It was the first episode, and you guys were sort of introducing yourself, and you talk a lot about your love for chips, and so there's a lot. And you guys have a musical way of speaking anyway. And I wanted to take equally from both of you, you know. I think at some point you hear Sophia say, this is sort of iconic part of the theme song, I think. Mm. This is an incredible flavor.
This is an incredible flavor. And it's actually an incredible flavor.
And then my favorite Zoe bit is, I love the chip.
Yeah, yeah. It's so quick. Yeah.
I love the chips.
Sturdy, I'd say that's a sturdy part of the yeah.
And then I don't know who I sampled to do the chip, 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 chip.
Yeah, we'll never know.
I'll never know. Well, I did know, but I'll never know again.
And actually, Fez is in our theme song.
I am?
Yeah. Because you say,
joshtrips.com.
Oh, true.
Isn't that you?
The podcast, not the website. Did you say that? You just
populated
it?
Didn't you say that?
C'est moi.
I know that I just learned about chiptunes right now, but it sounds to me like our theme song sounds like a chiptune.
Hmm.
Interesting.
It kind of is.
I tend to agree. But do you?
But yeah, I also don't know anything about music. Huh.
I don't think it qualifies. I don't think it does. But I think it comes pretty close. Mm-hmm. And the... It sounds 8-bit, particularly the chip, 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 chip.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's like a bit.
I think we have to choose a winner, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all know.
No.
We definitely all know.
We know.
It's not even like we have to eat it again.
I think this is the first time I've ever taken only one chip from a bag. And you know what that was?
The lobster chip.
Yeah.
Actually, coincidentally, because my dad called me, he's the one who sent in these chips to us.
Interesting. Ooh. Tell him it was a nice gesture.
Yeah.
And an ill-advised choice.
Don't do it again.
Not for the future. Just like sea monkeys. You do it once and you learn your lesson.
It was novelty.
Stick with what you know.
Thanks, yeah. Dad.
And the Pringles Loud didn't even go there, but somehow works for the music, even in a way we didn't think of. Because music is loud, and Pringles are sort of an instrument in their own sense.
Music is loud.
True. That's true. 3, 2, 1. Who's the
winner? Pringles Lab. Mighty Margarita Pizza.
Chips, chips. It's the way to enlightenment. Chips, chips. It's the way to betterment. Chips, chips. It is the best.
We are your hosts and producers. You want to say both of our names?
Sophia and Zoe.
Our guest today was...
Fez Gielen.
Our theme song is also by...
Fez Gielen.
This podcast was recorded at...
Fez Gielen.
/ Eggplant Pictures and Sound.
Many thanks to our audio engineer, Jody.
Freaking.
Tompkins. What are you working on these days, Fez?
Tell us about Platinum Ranch.
Oh, you can check out my podcast. It's called Platinum Ranch.
It's an incredible podcast.
It's incredible.
It's hosted by Fez, who's got a beautiful voice and
and
interviews some pretty freaky people and has some great tunes in there.
That's it.
It's everything you want from a show, I think.
And it's on Antennas?
It's on Antennas Radio.
It's also on iTunes.
It's on iTunes.
Apple Podcasts.
It's on Stitcher. I just learned about Stitcher.
The best podcast of our age, as attested by Rolling Stone magazine,
amongst others.
That's true. Rolling Stone gave me 5.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
They gave you 5.
They gave me a 5.
High five.
Thanks so much for having me.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.